This is the city.
Listen to your radio.
This is the sound.
Good hello and welcome to episode 1A of Casting the Net, presented by me, Ilan Page. This is an errata episode of sorts rather than an absolute episode 2, as I found my method of selecting the tunes went wrong early in last week's first netcast. This serves to correct those misselections without taking away from the episode last week. Perhaps I should explain a little before we get started. I made the resolution at the start of this year to make all possible decisions using a quasi-mathematical methodology. This extends to the songs I choose in these netcasts, which is fine so long as I am able to tie everything together, and so long as I don't make mistakes. It is a reductive system, meaning that once something is selected, it is removed from the database. If I neglect to do this, mistakes are made. Last week, I did just that, around the point of the audio overplay selections. The first one was correct, the second was not. In light of this, we start this week's episode with another pair of audio overplay themes, starting with Pastor McPurvis's audio overplay march, before a song by my favourite child net label superstars, Georgia and August Greenberg, with We Like to Share. Both serve as reminders as to what I wrote about in the blog after the release of last week's episode. Another mistake, realizing I'd missed saying in the cast, the best reason for sharing their art online is quite simply because the artists like to share. As too do I.
Hi.
Overplay. Adio. Overplay.
You've just heard Georgia and August Greenberg, who have released an album through Comfort Stand Recordings, and that label not mentioned in the first episode that is, like WM and Del Hotel, a favourite of mine. Sister label to WM Recordings, they have a similarly broad range of musical styles in their catalogue. From Volume 2 of their first ever release, Two Zombies Later, Strange and Unusual Music from the Exotica mailing list, this is Hive with the track Venom. Thank you. A misconception I've tried in roughly equal measures both to encourage and to quash is that most music on that label's unreleased free online is strange and experimental. And whilst it is true in a lot of cases, and the reason I personally enjoy it so much, it is not an absolute rule. The next two songs are by artists on the more mainstream end, if such a thing could be said to exist, of the free music spectrum. Country Revellers, the Belvederes, released an album entitled Tin Pan Western Folk in 1998, which more or less sounds exactly as the title suggests it would. The track you're about to hear is a cover of what I understand to be a Stanley Brothers original, The Fields Have Turned Brown.
I left my old home to ramble this country. My mother and dad said, "Son, go home. Remember that God will always watch over you. We'll be waiting for you here at home. Son, don't go astray, is what they both told me. Remember that love, for God can be found. But now they're both gone, this letter just told me. Years they've been dead, the fields have turned brown. For many long years, I traveled this country. No thoughts of the day when I'd return. Now when I go home, I find no one waiting. The price I have paid to live and to learn. Son, don't go astray, is what they both told me. Remember that love, for God can be found. But now they're both gone, this letter just told me. Years they've been dead, the fields have turned brown.
The Belvedere's The Fields Have Turned Brown was followed there by Broken Kites Tectonics from Flight School, a new release on Holocene Records. We're going to turn to the dark side for the next couple of tracks, which make up the bulk of this particular netcast. Both tunes are from horror-themed albums, the first coming from an original audio overplay release, Calling All Fiends, the second being from Evil Twin of Monster Mash, the companion album to Bride of Monster Mash, itself the third of an annual horror mashup series composed and compiled by the biggest names in Mash bootlegging. First up then is Not Daniel Johnston's What the Devil, which is followed by Cheeky Boy's Halloween Haunt Megamix, which I could play an excerpt of, but as it's no longer available online as far as I can see, I'm going to play it in its entirety. It's a little early in the year, perhaps, for Halloween music, but evil is without season, right?
Match me a party last Saturday night. The things I seen gave me quite a fright. Everybody there was wearing black. It was about as much fun as a heart attack. I wasn't feeling very hot when I noticed that the punch was starting to clock. Oh no, what the devil's going on in here? I just came along to drink some beer. Everything turned mighty cool. What the devil's going on? Smell of brimstone. Things was going from bad to worse. It was playing heavy metal records in reverse. No, what the devil's going on in here? I just came along to drink some beer. Everything turned mighty queer. What the devil's going on in here? Well, these fellas in black, they started mumbling some name. And I've come a demon heart made of flame. Now I'm a good old boy, I like to raise hell. These folks do it just a little too well. Oh, no. What the devil's going on? I just came along to drink. Everything turned mighty queer. What the devil's going on in here?
Took place 3,000 years ago when the hills ran red. the blood of animals and children.
Comes a tall, handsome man in the dust. down. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
Concluded that in all cases, the killers are eating the flesh of the people they murdered. Repeating this latest bulletin just received moments ago from Cumberland, Maryland, civil defense authorities have told newsmen that murder victims show evidence of having been partially devoured by their murderers.
Fred Cooper's the name. You know my game. Streets the place. If you got the time, listen to this. You'll bust the rhyme.
Fred Krueger, the myth. Fred Krueger, the man. It doesn't matter. House on the hill. It's called Amityville. I must admit, I never seen so many girls with covering it. And in the middle of the floor, I saw a hat and a coat. But the rest wasn't there, that ain't no joke. There was a girl at the bar, she was looking fine. But she turned out to be the bride of Frankenstein. It's happening in video now. Come on, girl, we going straight to it. And we going to take a visit.
I'm sorry.
You don't just pull someone's skull apart without a little lower arm strength. Know what I mean?
Boris Karla, Tina Belonsky, Tina Belonsky, Tina Belonsky, Boris Karla.
How do you do? Imagine, if you please, a black, moonless night, alone in the dark. Suddenly, out of the shadows, there is a furtive movement.
Forcing all of us that science knows nothing about is fear. It's strong enough to shatter the spinal column. We know what it is. What causes it to appear and disappear, we don't.
Through the recitation of the book's passages, that this dark spirit is given license to possess the living.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Halloween, 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 I'll be happy Halloween too. It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horathon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
We'll close, as I did last week, but won't do every week, with a closing track from a computer game as recommended by Flying Omelette. In this case, it is his MIDI interpretation of A Requiem from Castlevania II: Simon's Quest, an appropriately horror-themed game, even if it was the system, correct this time, that made the decision. Next week you'll have your regular Casting the Net back on track and continuing where we left off with episode number 2. Not that you'll really be able to discern the difference, except that it will be its proper length again. This has been Casting the Net, presented by Iron Page of Old Bridges Can Kill. You can find me online at castingthenet.blogsome.com, where you will also find links to the podcast and all artists, albums and sites mentioned in this episode. Until next time, thanks again for listening.